Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Many young men have the dream of being a big league ball player, only to see that dream end upon entering high school as the game becomes more competitive. Where does life take that young man once he realizes that professional baseball is not in his future? The Honorable Ron Dellums, elected to serve in the House of Representatives from Northern California from 1971 through 1999, wanted to be a major league ball player as a junior high student in Oakland, California, only to see that hope dashed as he failed to make his high school team. Elected as mayor of Oakland in 2006, Ron Dellums tells us how baseball changed his life and about his family's legacy in the game in his baseball memory.
Yes, well, first of all, Curt Flood, who I think everyone should, who are making millions of dollars, should thank. He was a guy who died with no resources, but he had the courage and the integrity to challenge the ownership clause that created free agency, and I'm very proud of the fact that he was a member of my family, showed great courage and great integrity. Secondly, when I was a young kid, I wanted very desperately to be a big league pitcher. When I graduated from junior high school, the prediction at Westlake Junior High was that Frank Robinson and Ron Dellums would someday wear Yankee Dodger uniforms respectively. Well, Frank went on to be a great baseball player, and unfortunately in the 10th grade I didn't make the team, which caused my whole life to spiral out of control, because at that point what school meant to me was an opportunity to play baseball, and I was an honor student. And I sort of went into a tailspin, but I captured myself a little later. So now I'm not pitching baseballs, but hopefully pitching ideas and challenging community at a different level.
Great to have the Honorable Ron Dellums with us on Memories of the Game. What sort of pitcher were you?
I thought I was a pretty good pitcher. I had a good fastball and I had a good curveball, but I guess it wasn't enough to make Oakland Tech's baseball team. But interestingly enough, later in life, I got a chance to do sort of a Walter Mitty thing. I get to Congress in 1971, and I learned that the Democrats and the Republicans played a baseball game, and they played it in Washington Senators baseball stadium. So I was a relief pitcher. I was a freshman. And I remember over the loudspeaker, they called, "Now coming in from the bullpen, Ron Dellums, Democrat from California." And I got a chance to make that walk. And for that brief moment, I said, "This is something you wanted to do. Live this moment." I did, and I was satisfied, and I moved on with my life.
Interesting story. Of course, Vinegar Ben Mizell was in Congress, and he was a heck of a pitcher. And I remember he used to play in that game.
He absolutely did, but I never played against Vinegar Ben. I just played one or two games, and after that I gave it up. But I wanted to do it one time just to see what it would be like to walk into a big league stadium and take the mound and pitch. So I had that opportunity. That was enough for me.
What was a young Frank Robinson like as a young player?
Outstanding. People knew even in junior high school that Frank Robinson was going to be an extraordinary baseball player. In fact, in junior high school, Frank Robinson played Legion baseball. So he played baseball with high school players when he was a junior high school player. He had tremendous strength. He had a great arm. See, I remember when Frank Robinson used to throw from third base. He was a third baseman. And because of his tremendous hitting capability, he became an outfielder. But I remember Frank Robinson, he was an extraordinary athlete. Everyone knew early on that he was going to make it and make it very big, and he did.
Your cousin Curt Flood, an outstanding outfielder and a great man and humanitarian as well, always credited Sam Berkovich with helping as well, the Berkovich family.
Exactly. You know, those were extraordinary times. As I said, I was very proud and very privileged to know them. I would just want to tell you one other quick thing. I remember when Oakland had a AAA baseball team called the Oakland Oaks, or the Oakland Acorns. And the baseball stadium was in Emeryville, and that's when you could sit in center field bleachers for 10 cents, or right field or left field for 20 cents. And we used to love to go out, and sometimes on Sunday afternoon doubleheaders, go out to center field and hear the old guys tell old war stories. It was wonderful as a kid to watch baseball and listen to the old guys tell old war stories.
Great to have Ron Dellums with us. When did Jackie Robinson first come into your life? When did you become aware of him, and what does he mean to you and to baseball and to the country?
Yeah. Well, at the very beginning, when he was signed, that was a big thing. Those ripples went throughout the length and breadth of the African-American community, and we all had tremendous pride, and every one of us as kids used to step up to the plate, and for that brief moment, we'd be Jackie Robinson, because all of us wanted to be the next Jackie Robinson. He was an extraordinary figure. Everyone was very proud of the fact that a black man was playing Major League Baseball, and it gave us the opportunity to demonstrate our talents and our skills. So he was very important to us as young people, role model.
Ron, did you ever see any Negro League baseball as they would come through the Bay Area?
No, I just heard about them, and they used to tell stories about Satchel Paige, about the Kansas City Monarchs and all those other wonderful teams. But, you know, my dad and others would tell us great stories, but I never had an opportunity to actually see them.
Jackie Robinson and Roy Campanella and some of the great people who wrote about the game in those days always said, and Campy said this when he was a Brooklyn Dodger, that Brown versus the Board of Education would have taken a little more time, but for what we did in 1947.
Perhaps that's the case, but however history came together properly in that moment. It gave him an opportunity, and it gave thousands of other African Americans and people of color an opportunity to play the game and make a living. And Brown versus the Board of Education obviously opened an extraordinary door into a new chapter in the freedom of people in a democracy. That was very important.
Well, everybody has a baseball story. You hit it hard, and you must have been quite a pitcher, Ron Dellums. Thanks so much.
You're very kind, my friends. Good to be with you.
Ron Dellums, born in Oakland on November 24, 1935, enjoyed seeing the Oakland Oaks play in the Pacific Coast League during his youth. Ron Dellums' courageous cousin, outfielder Curt Flood, signed with the Cincinnati Reds in 1956. Flood's big break came when he was traded from the Reds to the Cardinals on December 5, 1957, along with Joe Taylor, for three pitchers, Ted Wieland, Marty Cutina, and Willard Schmidt, a deal that turned out to be a cornerstone of the Cards' three National League pennants in the 1960s. The Honorable Ron Dellums, he played baseball as a youth, and he still has the passion for the game. A true baseball man. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for Memories of the Game.